I'll go ahead and bring everybody in.
Thank you.
Okay, this was everybody who was in our waiting room.
Okay, excuse me. Call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum present. We have a panel of three today. We have an agenda before us. We'll be abiding by the Constitution and Contest Rules of the University Interscholastic League. Need a motion to approve minutes from March 21 of 24. Thank you, Dr. Colwell. We have a motion, Dr. Colwell. Second from Mr. Wade. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. All right. We're going to move forward then with our loan hearing of the morning, and that is Farmersville High School, appeal to District 14-4A, Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 14-4A met on February 2nd, 2024, and ruled that Braxton Turney moved from Nevada Community High School to Farmersville High School for athletic purposes. Items number 1, 4, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, and 6 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The students' parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, very good. First thing we're going to do is make sure that we get everyone audio checked. So please unmute at this time. And as I call your name, please introduce yourself. I think it's Dr. Knowlton, is that correct?
So I'm Dr. Knowlton, and I'm the superintendent at Community ISD. I also have in the room with me Ron Burnham, the athletic director, and Nathan Heflin, assistant superintendent of HR and operations.
Thank you. Sammy McKee.
Yes, I'm here.
And you are the coach, correct?
Former coach. I was reassigned the day before our first game.
Okay, thank you. And then we have the Turney family. Make sure we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm Shayna Turney, Braxton's mother.
And who else do we have here? Not hearing the other individual. Okay, still not hearing you.
I'm Jason Turney, Braxton's dad.
Okay, we seem to have a little bit of an audio issue here. Braxton, would you speak up for us too so we can see if we hear you?
Braxton Turney.
Yeah. I'm hearing two of the three of you. Dad, for some reason, you're not coming in clearly.
You have to get in front of it. I think it's my computer.
Jason Turney.
Ah, very good. Let's remember that as it comes time to speak.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Zach Quinlan?
Yes, Zach Quinlan. I'm the athletic director in Farmersville.
Okay. All right. At this time, we're going to get y'all sworn in. So if you'll make sure that you're unmuted still at this point, Caroline's going to take care of that for us.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Process is going to be straightforward. We're going to start with family. And please remember that we have a good bit of information already. As a matter of fact, the documentation provided was very thorough. There was a lot of pages. We've taken the opportunity to review all that, so we have a good background. We'll begin by asking you a bunch of questions that help clarify some of that information. And once we're finished with you, we'll move then to the sending school in this take, excuse me, in this case, Nevada Community High School. Once we're finished with them, we'll go to Farmersville. The receiving school district doesn't always have a lot of information on the reason for the change. And then our DEC chair is not available today, but that's okay. I think we've got the information that we need. Then we'll get back to you as family members. We'll ask some more questions, but we'll also give you a chance to summarize things for yourselves. And then we'll move forward with a decision. Just so you'll know who the panel members are, my name is Mike Motherell. I am a retired superintendent. Dr. Colwell?
Curtis Colwell, retired superintendent.
Mr. Wade?
Darrell Wade, retired athletic administrator.
All right. All right, any questions from the family before we get started? Okay, I think one thing that needs to be stated up front is that please know as a family that if we were to grant this appeal today, you still have one more hurdle to get over, and that is a residency waiver. The way I understand it, y'all still live in the attendance zone for Nevada Community High School. Is that correct? Okay. That's the case. All right. I'm going to start with a few questions, and others will jump in, no doubt. It is our understanding that Braxton enrolled at Farmersville on the 14th of November. Is that a correct statement?
That is, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. When he got there, was he participating in athletics there at the JV level?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And basketball was the sport in which the majority of information that we've described was about the basketball program. Does he participate in other activities athletically?
Right now, he is playing tennis. It's the first time that he's ever played, but he's participating in tennis on the JV level.
So he doesn't play football?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good. So your recognition is that on the 14th of November of this coming school year, he would become eligible because of 365-day rule, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just making sure we're tracking there. Now, I mentioned earlier that we have a lot of information here that you've provided and done a nice job of it about Braxton being, as you described it, targeted by the head basketball coach, toxic and unsafe environment, withdrew him to protect his mental well-being and remove him from a negative situation. You stand by that?
Yes, 100%. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you mentioned two people, both Coach McKee and the athletic director, as being ones who were targeting. And you mentioned that in your mind, it was a retaliation for things that I think dad, and I'm gonna refer to you as dad and mom, if you don't mind, that's just a whole lot easier for us, that dad turned him in for some summer school, allegedly turned him in for some summer school UIL violations.
Yes, and issues with Sammy McKee's father, Mark, who was participating in summer activities as if he were a district employee, but he was not.
Yeah, and what you understand in summer activities like that, employees can't coach those kids. So they get somebody, oftentimes it's family members, friends, to do the coaching. So that's not all unusual to see somebody else doing that. You do recognize that, correct?
As far as tournaments goes, but when it comes to the sport specific at school, and being at summer in the gym and the workouts, that's more so what we were referring to.
Okay.
And the involvement he had in the TABC tournament in June.
Okay. And you mentioned that the stress on Braxton was causing migraines, weight loss, vomiting, those kind of things. There was some physical illness that went along with it.
The stress physically made him ill. Yes, sir.
Okay. And Braxton, your comments were that you left because you were being bullied by adults. started treating you differently after the TABC tournament, where the coach's dad was your coach. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Say that again, please.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, thank you. Now, and we'll talk to Coach here in a few minutes, but he says that you had anger issues during workout, and we also hear about an issue that occurred at a scrimmage on November the 4th between, and it's been described in two different ways. It's been described as an issue between you, Braxton, and the coach, but also described as an issue between you and some of the players. And that happened, and I think, Braxton, your discussion was that at that particular situation, there were comments between you and some of the players, and the claim was that you were telling them to not shoot, but in reality, I think you said it was something different than that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what were you telling them to do?
I was telling them not to jump on defense.
Not to do what?
Not to jump when they were on defense, not make it a shooting foul.
Okay. Now, was this at the JV level, varsity level? What was it?
Varsity level.
Okay. Thank you. You are a junior this year, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Braxton. Now, when you walked away on November the 4th and things were going on, and mom or dad, you can answer this, the status of Braxton at that point in your mind, and I know there was some discussion about whether he was actually suspended or just wasn't going to get to play for some games until everything got straightened out. To me, those definitions are the same, but can you describe what your thoughts were about that at that time?
So, I mean, it's basically just...
You're going to have to move over again and get closer to that computer.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He was told that it was an investigation, and we didn't really have a definite... He was just sitting in the bleachers.
All right. So he was kind of removed from playing at that point in time.
Yes, he was sitting in the bleachers.
Okay. Mighty good. You know, I think one of the key issues for us today is to understand that that every aspect of this has to do with athletics, okay? And what we're here to determine, was it a change for athletic purposes? And your discussions that more about removing Braxton from a negative situation than from athletics. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, we felt he was in an unsafe environment under the direction of Sammy McKee and the athletic director.
Okay. All right. What questions do other members have at this time? All right. We're going to get back to you. Y'all done, again, phenomenal job of getting this information up front, so we're kind of familiar with what's going on. Mr. Wade?
I'm sorry. I couldn't get unmuted quick enough. Dad, you mentioned that you were told there was an investigation. Who actually gave you that, made that statement to you?
I guess you would say it was the athletic director. It had to have been Ron Burnson.
Was this during a game or a practice?
No, it was the Monday following. We had a meeting, and that's whenever he said that. Well, they said that's what he said in the meeting, was it was a pending investigation. So it was the athletic director who told us that.
All right. other questions at this time. All right, we're going to get back to y'all, as I described earlier. We're going to go to the folks from Nevada Community High School, and we'll start with Dr. Knowlton. Y'all's previous athletic participation form indicated that there had been some issues, that the young man had been suspended at one point, and again, that's that time frame that we just discussed, him being in the stands, and that it was a change for athletic purposes. Who completed that previous athletic participation form?
Our athletic director, Mr. Burnham.
Okay. And Ms., would you stand behind that today, sir?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. If you'll sit down, we can see you better. We lose the top of your head when you're standing up there. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. So on the PAPF, we did go yes on 1, 4, and 6. So our explanations.
We read your explanations, yes, sir.
Okay, y'all did read the explanations?
Yes, sir. You can elaborate on that real quickly, please.
Okay. So on Saturday, November 4th, you know, we were up the scrimmage and, you know, situation went down where after the game, Coach and Braxton had a conversation and it got a little bit heated there on the court. And they were, you know, I think they were trying to disengage the situation. And then it continued into the hallway with him and the head coach, but it was on the floor at the start. And you know, we met with the attorneys and our coaching staff and on that Monday, as Mr. Turney stated, and, you know, at that point, we felt like, you know, it was best to, you know, investigate the situation. We did have access to the huddle on that scrimmage. And you know, we got statements from players and from coaches and stuff like that. But we felt like until we knew all the facts and we got everybody's, statements on that we felt like because there was cussing involved and, you know, that type of a situation, we felt like it was best to, suspend him indefinitely until we got all the facts and conducted the investigation.
Okay. There were questions that started early on about Coach McKee that came from community members. These parents may have been one of them. I don't know. I don't think we're privy to all that information and don't have to be. But there were issues that went on during the summer. Matter of fact, there were reprimands and you self-reported some things that went on, I believe, to the DEC about summer workouts and not abiding by all the rules and regulations thereof. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what consequences were doled out to Coach McKee when that happened?
Okay, so first with regards to, I did field a phone call from Mr. Turney after that initial tournament. We were getting also vector reports, which were kind of like anonymous reports. And so, you know, during that time, I was, you know, communicating with Mr. McKee and, you know, trying to kind of get to the bottom of, you know, the things that were being said, you know, both with him and also with the attorneys and you know, just trying to, you know, just make sure that, you know, everything was good and that we were trying to, you know, get the answers and move forward. And then once we had the meeting on July 25th with Mr. Turney, which was an in-person meeting, that's when a lot of specifics were really, you know, drawn out. And that was when I started to, you know, really press and look into, you know, asking our staff and things like that. So I think a lot of this was
what were the consequences given to Coach McKee?
Okay, I got you. So after that meeting, there was a supervision of, you know, our athletic period as the school year started. Then, you know, also I really started to work closely with our assistant coaches to monitor the situation. There was a growth plan that was put in place. We had access removed to, I get you, you're wanting to know kind of the process. Okay. We had access removed from his Huddle account, and I put one of the assistant coaches in charge of that. We videoed every practice so that, you know, if I could be there, I was obviously seeing and knowing what was going on. But if I couldn't be there, then I could actually watch the practice later on. We did put him on a growth plan to try, you know, and address some of the concerns moving forward. And then, you know, once got all the information about the summer stuff, and I was able to go through and look at the summer stuff with regards to the video, that's when we reported to the DEC on the self-report. I also investigated some of the other concerns with regards to a player living in district, or that was not living in district but playing on the team. I reported that to our high school principal, and we felt like that was a McKinney Vento situation, but we addressed that with our high school principal and turned it over to him. Investigated, Mr. McKee, some of the things about his father running a for-profit and that type of stuff. We investigated that and so on and so forth. So we brought a lot of those things into his growth plan.
And at what point, it's our understanding from his introduction of himself earlier, Coach McKee said he was reassigned, I believe, prior to the beginning of the actual basketball season. At what point and what were the tipping points? And it doesn't have to be the athletic director that answers this question. It can be Dr. Knowlton or your assistant there, whoever is fine.
He was reassigned during the investigation. When things started to come out, we began to get copies of text messages and communication that he was having, some of the things that he had said. I know you guys have seen all of that. And it was at that point that we believed, I had met at that point with attorneys about the situation. And so at that point, we believed that it was in the best interest of all of our students in the district to remove him from the basketball program and from the high school campus.
And so he's no longer at the campus itself?
No, sir.
Okay. What is his future there? Is there any finality to that at this point? If it's something you don't want to talk about, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think we want to talk about that right now.
Mighty good. Now, I want to go to Coach McKee. Coach, if you'll unmute.
Yes, sir.
Coach, I got to tell you, been doing this a long time, and what I saw from you in your texts and your behavior, unacceptable. Unacceptable, totally. Just briefly, and to be real honest, I'm not real interested in hearing a lot from you today. But would you explain yourself?
It was a politically charged situation. Since Braxton entered his freshman year, I was the fourth coach in 2 years. After they got rid of me, I was the fifth. Was doing what I thought was best for the kids in the program. That's really all I can say.
Well, your texts and all that went on there as far as, the discussion of getting rid of kids. And, you know, I've, I finally did it. It took me 5 months, those kinds of things. That's unacceptable behavior. That's not what UIL is about. That's not what it stands for. And that's all I can say without saying some things I probably shouldn't say. Dr. Colwell, Mr. Way, you have anything to add at this point?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but all I can say on that.
Okay.
I concur with your thoughts.
All right. Let's see. Let's go now. Dr. Knowlton, anything else you want to add to this whole discussion?
I think you guys see the situation. I wrote a letter, actually, after I talked to the attorneys. I know you guys have a copy of that. It's a bad situation, and I hate that it was there. Were there things that Braxton did during the course of his time here? Of course, there were things that needed to be addressed, and that's the reason that we answered the questions the way that we did on the PAPF. It was around an athletic situation. I think you guys can see the conflict there of, yes, it all had to do with athletics, but it was more about the experience. I personally can confidently tell you I do not think that the attorneys moved their child for an athletic gain of any kind, which is usually what I see when I'm looking at those PAPFs and thinking about kids moving for athletic purposes. It's for some kind of gain that they're going to get out of athletics. I do not believe that that's the reason the attorneys moved. Had they not moved him, he was going to be reinstated that day onto the basketball team and would have been playing varsity at that point. So while I believe we answered the question correctly, that it did have to do with athletic purposes or athletic situation, I do not believe the attorneys moved their child for an athletic game.
Okay. All right. Anything else for Dr. Knowlton or anyone from that school, Nevada Community? Yes, Mr. Wade.
Dr. Knowlton, have you all hired a new permanent basketball coach?
We have not. We had one of our assistants that completed the season for us, and we are currently in interviewing stages of interviewing for next year's varsity coach.
I know that Coach McGee mentioned that you had several coaches over the last, I guess, few years. Can you just comment on that? Is it what some of the reasons were, if possible?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, over the last few years, we've had some very unusual situations. We had a coach removed for an accusation of inappropriate relationships with a student from a decade ago. That caused us, it was in the middle of the season, caused us to have to put in an assistant to finish the year with that, and then hired Coach McKee after that. Well, Coach Knighton, I'm sorry, another coach out of that. Things did not go. It was his first year as a head coach, and so things did not go well with that. And so then we hired Coach McKee. Right now we're eagerly seeking someone with some experience to build that program back up and really hold kids to high standards. But to build a program that we can be proud of.
All right. Thank you. We've got the athletic director from Farmersville. You have anything to say as far as the reason for the change?
I can't speak on why they came here or what happened at community. All I can do is tell you that we haven't had the issues that have been stated on the PAPF or been stated here today as far as behavioral issues or any of those things with that young man. Both the coaches that he's been dealing with have spoke very highly of him, and he's a hard worker, and I can just speak to his character from that standpoint.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go back to family members this time.
Yes, sir.
Braxton, I think the you know, the one issue that really bothers me a little bit about it, this whole thing on your part, and you've heard the whole discussion, so you know we're kind of getting, I think we grasp much of what went on, was your language, at least you were accused of using some really, really ugly language. Is that a norm for you?
No, sir, that is not.
Excuse me?
No, sir, that is not.
Okay. You accept the fact that you did get to a point of using that kind of language? That's an accurate statement?
Yes, sir, I did use some help.
Okay. And while you were out on that court, you were, what was the discussion about, oh goodness, I've lost it here. But one of the comments that you made, I think, to Coach McKee at that time was about, Coach, your boy, he's your boy. What does that mean?
It was one of the kids that he had favored over summer going into the season. So.
Okay. All right. Well, what other questions do you have for family before we let them summarize from members? Anything? Dr. Colwell?
Just on the residents. Are they planning to move to Farmersville?
At this time, my husband is the mayor for the city of Josephine, which is where we live. Mm-hmm. So at this time, it's not a simple just up and move our family where we've lived all our lives. So no, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Final words from you folks. I hope you think understand that we grasp the situation pretty well. We've still got a decision to reach, and you've got a hurdle to jump if we do grant the appeal, as we've already discussed. But please, very succinctly, finish up your comments.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a statement on when Braxton was a freshman, the coach that community had, he'd been there like 20 years. We love that coach, and never do you agree with a coach's every decision, but he was a coach of, he had standards, he held players accountable, and there was accountability, and you knew what was expected of you. And that program has not had that since the middle of my son's freshman year. And that's what that program is lacking, is every player across the board is held to the same standard. And it's been without that. And it's very apparent when you watch that team play, like over this season, there is no accountability. They're just out of control. So I just wanted to state that we did love that coach. We still speak to that coach daily. And so to make it very clear that we're not opposed to the coaches at community, just the last one they hired.
Mom, you have anything to say?
I do. I know you guys have read the record, so some of what I have to say, I will try to keep it as brief as possible.
Please be brief. We have all the information, but just speak from your heart now. Tell us what your thoughts are.
I'm sorry. This has been a very emotional situation for Braxton and for our family. As I stated to the DEC, our family has been a part of Community ISD and have had graduates dating back from 1967. Our daughter graduated in 2018. We have nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, all graduated. He's going to be the only one that doesn't. That wasn't by our choice. If we felt that anything would have been done or handled different in this situation, we wouldn't have pulled him out. We would have left him there, but we simply did not trust their system. I feel like the system of Community ISD failed my son. I understand that the odds are stacked against us here. I looked up the statistics on the UI website, and just this 23, 24 year alone, 38 cases have been presented to the SEC and only 5 have been granted. I truly feel if we transferred Braxton due to athletic purpose or gain, and I understand it's in the realm of athletics, we wouldn't be sitting here wasting your time. I feel the totality of the situation is much bigger than the game itself. I, as his parent, had to protect him at all cost. His physical, his mental well-being were disrupted, and that in turn disrupted his educational learning environment. And we did what we felt was best for him.
All right. Braxton, you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, Braxton, we wish you a great future. The good thing about this is I don't know what we haven't talked about this, so I don't know what the vote's going to be here. But the good thing is, the way I read this, I mentioned it earlier, as of November the 11th or whatever that date was, you'll be eligible for varsity athletics there at Farmersville immediately, okay? So you won't miss any basketball season if we deny the appeal, all right? But we have a decision to reach based on all the evidence that we have received, and y'all done a nice job of presenting your information. We appreciate that. Committee members, do we have any questions for anyone else on this hearing? Any comments to be made at this time? All right. Time to make a decision to either grant the appeal, overturn the ruling by the District Executive Committee, which would declare Braxton Turner eligible for varsity athletics pending a waiver at Farmersville High School, or, and I'm talking about a residency waiver, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. All right. Again, young man, good luck to you. We appreciate y'all. Thank all of you for being here today, and we're going to remove you from the meeting at this particular time. Okay. It is my understanding that that is all we have for today. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All righty. Well, as always, we appreciate your work and staff. Thank you so much for putting these together, all the information you provide. Any announcements or new business that need to be discussed? Dr. Braddock, Dr. Harrison?
No, sir. Thank you for your work again.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Congratulations, Steve.
Yep, Steve.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. We'll see you next time.
All right.